c'est presque, presque
là,
ouvert.
C'est, là, c'est presque ouvert, ouais. Parce que c'est plutôt fermé. Enfin, c'est pas tout à fait
normalement,
fermé,
c'est fermé, mais pour ce tout
c'est,
petit hein, bout.
Parce qu'on continue les 24 heures matinale au Vanilla Café, qui aurait pu se rendre joignement, mais... Voilà, on est en, presque enfermé dans le café. Il y a des gens qui vont fumer des cigarettes dehors. Alors, s'ils sortent avec leur verre, il faut bien leur dire d'aller fumer sur la terrasse. Voilà, pas rester devant le café.
Ils t'entendent pas. Ils t'entendent pas.
Ouais, non, mais ils m'entendent dans leurs rêves. Chut.
Un volet, périph persistant, périph grondant, crissement strident, égo de gouttière, périph incessant, pas sur le pavé en pente positive d'un degré, début de la croche du pied, périph se rapprochant, sirène voyageant du sud au nord, oiseau, merle peut-être, pas d'Antoine. Deux notes métalliques sur des plaques de gouttière, sous mes pas, puis des pas d'Antoine. Merle insistant. Périph, nouvelle ventilation. Merle. Ventilation et scooter croissant. Petite ventilation rotative en rayon au travers d'une plume. Plaque métallique, pied gauche. Pente goudronnée proéminente, rack sous pied gauche, pied droit. Périph grandissant, voiture déguerpissant. Pas régulier d'Antoine sur scooter. Polyester autour de mes oreilles. Pas régulier accélérant. Plâtre écrasé. Porte d'entrée, bonjour. Trio de dialogue. Rire. Voiture vagissant, ralentissant, fuir.
Le poulpe, l'araignée, la tortue, banyan, caméléon, etc. Ainsi la sagesse de Liane relève-t-elle moins de la diplomatie que d'un art de faire des coups pratiqués par les créatures les plus diverses et les peuples de tous les temps. Pèse, si tu nous entends, on va prendre 15 minutes pour discuter ici autour d'une table, de plusieurs tables. Et donc autour de cette table, il y a donc Mariko, Andy, Kevin et moi. Et on va discuter en anglais. So,
yes, better.
And
better.
Andy, yeah. Kevin.
Hi.
What do you want to talk about? Can we talk about a first movie, first film?
Micro bleu, là, Kevin, on n'entend pas.
Yes. We're here.
Yeah.
First movie on the internet.
You want to start, Mariko?
No.
Okay. All right.
Just Andy, we don't hear Andy.
Oh yeah?
You hear me?
I hear you.
Yes? Yeah. Oh, it's me then. Okay.
No, it's okay. I hear me.
Just check micro.
Yeah. You hear me? Yeah. Okay. Nice. All right. So, where do we start? Like, the first film that I made with Mariko, is this okay now?
Yeah, it is.
It was called Chemical Lake, Le Lac Chimique. And it was a horror film. You want to add something to that?
Yeah. Inspired in Nadesh?
Yeah, because there was a really... We went on holiday in Nadesh and there was like this really toxic lake that was probably an artificial lake made by farmers, and they dumped these like chemicals in it, but...
Like weird blue, green blue.
The water was too blue, you know, it looked like... toilet water, and we made this kind of zombie movie idea out of that, and filmed a lot of it in Nadesh, and also in the
England.
Okay, with friends of ours, like for example, like Ryan Jordan and Martin House, and Jonathan Kemp. Who used to organize an event called the Psychogeophysics Summit. They did various different events. You can look it up online. They did one in like Peenemünde, which was like the old German V2 rocket testing site. And anyway, this one was in mostly in Suffolk, in England, and it was in a place called Orford Ness. Well, one of the main places we visited was in Orford Ness, which is a kind of like a little estuary, half island, half estuary.
Yeah, we took boat to go there.
Yeah, and it used to, in between World War I and World War II, the British military used it as a bomb testing site, basically. No, it's like a nature reserve, so it's all cool, I think, but yeah.
So the nature recovery.
Yeah, but there's still a lot of the architecture left from all the weapons testing. Like, they did a lot of nuclear weapons testing.
Not officially, but everybody around in the neighborhood knows.
Yeah. So then also, you know, we did, it was in Suffolk in England, which is a notoriously haunted place in England. So we did a lot of workshops making like ghost detectors, Detector de Fantômes, you know. And even to the point, you know, there's like a lot of haunted like pubs, for example, you know, bars. So we went to one and I remember walking down the street with us with all the ghost detectors with like headphones. And there was guys like pointing like vacuum cleaners out of the window, taking the piss out of us, saying like, you know, singing like Ghostbusters tune.
But then there were many like people in the pub talk to us like, oh, I saw ghost, what's right there, and they are like, share the stories.
So part of our movie was like documenting all these ateliers that we did and everything. And another part of it was actually trying to make a kind of a horror film. So we filmed in like Rendlesham Forest, which is really notorious for like UFOs, UFO sightings. There's some mysterious kind of military crazy shit.
And we broke
into this abandoned American Air Force base with these giant hangars. And filmed everywhere in there, and Mariko. Like Mariko was like, like dressed like a witch or something. I don't know.
Does there were a scenario?
A random scenario. A scenario, like randomly, like ideas. Scripts,
oh, well,
like story.
You mean for the film? Mm. Well, we just filmed as much as we could and then tried to edit it into something afterwards. Yeah. And we got other people involved in it and tried to make them. We did a lot of like green screen stuff as well. But we didn't really know why we were here, but...
Like a witch flying in the sky.
Yeah.
We made kind of witches bloom by ourselves in the forest.
And for some reason our friend Letitia had like a... like blue paint on her forehead with an eyeball glued on it.
we were
going to use for something, but I don't know why. Shall we talk about the next one? I don't think we've got much more time.
Takes time.
Huh?
Takes the time. What is the next time? Next one.
Next one is called Devil Hunter, which is actually a remake of a Jesus Franco movie. It's a Spanish horror director called Jesus Franco. And we kind of copied the plot of Devil Hunter. It's even Jess Franco, like Jess Franco movies are very, very cheap, right? And I love his films to death, but they're very, very cheap. And even like diehard Jess Franco fans don't like that film very much. But it's one of my favorites of his, just because it's so bad. And we tried to make a remake of it. We had some very nice looking people. For example, a friend here, Pez got killed in it.
Hendrik was great.
Hendrik Hegre was in it as well. And a very beautiful, lovely friend, Sylvia Kuczynski, was in it. And also my friend Midori Surian, because she was like the boot. Am I allowed to say? Sylvia, funnily enough, she was like a
professional model.
That's a very clean way of saying it. But she wasn't allowed to show her breasts, and she had this bikini, and I had to buy like the same bikini on eBay China, and get another girl, because I wanted some nudity in the movie, so I had to find the same bikini again and ask another female friend to show her tits and put some ketchup on it. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
And it was filmed in Normandy, but we pretended that it was like the Amazon rainforest.
So vegetation is like French, but we hear like jungle noises.
I added all the sound effects afterwards. Yeah. And Pez was pretending that it was really, really hot weather, but it was actually really freezing.
Yeah.
He was like complaining about the mosquitoes, like slapping himself on the face and stuff. And but it was actually he was like, I hate this heat. Where is he? He could do it better. But anyway, so that's the Devil Hunter.
Yeah. I think Hendrik was the best actor.
Hendrik was great.
We asked him spontaneously, and he was like, okay.
He got naked before he, like, he wasn't even supposed to be in the movie, but he just like took all his clothes off and put like paint all over himself.
Yeah. He was really good.
L'homme le plus important du village de chaque groupe possède une corde à nœuds de 6 à 8 mètres de long et de 3 cm d'épaisseur. Celle-ci est censée représenter une première migration qui correspond à l'époque où le fondateur du clan, dans le sillage du crocodile, est parti en voyage et a séjourné à plusieurs endroits. chacun de ces nœuds de la corde, à l'intérieur desquels a été tissé un morceau de coquille de noix de bétel séchée, symbolise un lieu primordial, alors que les nœuds plus petits qui le précèdent représentent les noms secrets du totem qui habite ce lieu. À l'occasion de grandes cérémonies, le propriétaire de la corde fait glisser entre ses doigts comme un chapelet et chante chaque lieu avec ses totems. Voilà, le mouvement consiste à faire glisser la corde entre ses doigts et faire écho au voyage du fondateur du clan à ses différents séjours dans des villages.
Non, milk.
Milk.
Yeah. You start.
Yeah, like, now, like, the, for the next movie, we have an idea. It's called Milk Farm. It's a bit like, science fiction horror, like, you know, like, male.
I can explain it pretty well.
Yeah.
You know, like, a lot of feminist texts, or, you know, most people would agree that women giving birth to children do most of the work, right? All the hard work is inside their bodies. And all the men do is sit around doing nothing. So we had this idea of a bit like military service, when people go in the army or something.
For like 3 days or?
No.
What?
Charlotte, you want to join in? So
men should
contribute more to pregnancy.
Yeah.
So we had this idea that they should get naked and be like cows in a field, and
make milk.
Because you know, men can actually lactate. You can massage. Men can massage their breasts, and they can actually produce a certain amount of milk. Not quite as well as women, but and it's pretty gross, right? But so the idea is to make a movie like that, like a science fiction movie, where in the future men have to contribute to
milk.
Milk production is basically what it is. Yeah.
And,
does that sound like a good idea to you?
So that was the third story, like.
It's just a teaser, but yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Could be kind of brutal horror elements we're thinking about.
Yeah. No spoilers.
So this has not been filmed already.
Well, we're trying to. We have the main actor.
Yeah, particular person in our mind.
In our mind, and
but he might.
He
be
doesn't.
Angry.
He doesn't know yet. So.
Is it Pes? It's Pes.
No.
His name is Pes.
No, it's not.
No.
Wrong. Close, but wrong.
So we have another invitee.
It's Charlotte in the house. Charlotte.
Salut Charlotte.
Hi.
Hi.
Xavier. Yeah, hi.
I know your name is not Xavier, but it's okay.
Sure it is.
Crazy, huh?
It's not Xavier.
I know it's not Xavier, that's what I was saying. I know your name is not Xavier, but it's okay. That was my last sentence.
Everyone's a Xavier deep down.
Deep down in what?
In the soul.
Okay. That's true.
Salut, c'est Xavier. Ça va?
You're listening to Peanut. J'ai promis des jingles à Eric.
So there is two films you realized and one you didn't.
Yeah, Milk Farm is in production.
Production, yeah. Okay. So we...
Oh, yeah. We wish you good luck.
Yeah.
And Kickstarter coming soon. Yeah. Send us cash.
Yeah. And in every movie, Pess is playing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Actually, you know... Can I go back to the cannibal movie?
Yeah.
Sure. I actually need to reshoot the death scenes of Pez's character. He plays like a jungle explorer in the movie. And I shot all the death scenes, but then I lost them in a hard drive crash. Which is kind of geeky thing. So we got to reshoot it in the rainforest in Normandy. If you don't mind,
sure.
Being killed again is okay.
He's a good actor.
He's an amazing actor. Best English accent.
Sure.
No, I did actually ask him to exaggerate his accent, you know what I mean? To make it even more cheesy, because it's better.
French accent.
But our time is quite over and we will leave the place for Pess.
Pess.
What? I don't understand what she talks. I got a what? Horrible voice.
What? I love your voice.
She loves
me. Oh, yeah. I think it's Pess.
Are we done?
Space time.
Yeah. Amen. What you got? Is that an even moisture tape?
Yeah.